It's interesting because I work, you know, in a very multi-generational, and there's a certain generation that grew up with technology, and we learn all the time. And there's some generations that I've just finished my engineering degree, and that's it, 1974. And so you can realize there's a shift in our world now where we're constantly learning because we want to and have to, right? And I think if you keep that as a question of currency, it's a very important thing. Like, and never stop learning, because the moment you do, you should be dead.
Yes, absolutely. And I feel very fortunate that at the TRCA, there isn't a huge budget for that, but there is a budget for it. And so at the beginning of the year, like just before coming here, we had a meeting about the conferences each one of us is submitting an abstract to, and in our team of seven, and which conferences we're going to go to, and we're all allowed to go to one out of province. It's not tremendous. It's not like we're traveling all over the place presenting papers or whatever, but there is a budget there. And then there are so many inexpensive or even free ways of keeping up to date and keep yourself learning. So absolutely, we're doing it all the time, and it's encouraged, which is great. But I will say that I'm working on this project that's a coalition right now of seven organizations are part of the steering committee, and the smaller nonprofits, they don't have the funds to send their staff. And so a lot of my friends that are working in nonprofits still 20 years in, they haven't had the opportunities that those at the TRCA have had, just because the budget isn't there, or they go on their own expense and they take vacation days, whereas we are paid for that time and our expenses are paid. So
yeah, absolutely. Working at a university, professional development and continual learning is part of the job performance assessment even, right? Plus there's a lot of incentive to do some self-learning too, to learn how to mm-hmm. take on different tasks and different skills and say, hey, I can do that. That really goes a long way.
Yeah, highly valued in our organization. It's a very fast-changing world, and you know, you need to keep up.
And I'll agree on the provincial government as well. We do a training and learning plan every year where you identify your priorities, what you want to learn. Unfortunately, out of province travel really isn't that feasible for us. You almost have to sell your firstborn to get that, but there's certainly a lot of conferences within the province yeah. that you can do. And anything from very technical courses, very specialized ones, to management, leadership, communications types courses. And I've done both over the years, depending on where my job, my career was going. I've done the technical courses. I've done a lot of the management leadership when I started to get into management. And I've gone back to actually being able to take some of the more technical conferences, especially around the emerging technologies, which has been really interesting. So yes, it's also encouraged and required in the government.
Can I say one more thing? With the TRCA, what we do is, because everyone has their own interests and strengths, and so we do these lunch and learns a lot where, so say for instance, as an example, I really enjoy editing, which I know most people think is disgusting, but I'm a grammar geek, and so, you know, I'll do like a few sessions on that. Everyone brings their lunch, and it's very like old school, but it works really well. And then someone else is really good at social media, and so they come in and they talk to us about social media. And so, or if someone does get to go to a conference that the rest of us cannot attend, they bring back, you know, all sorts of things, information to us. So we find ways to educate ourselves in an inexpensive way.